Ramadan has come to an end. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Depending on location, Ramadan impacts entire societies and the minority religions too. And then switching gears, churches in Asia are bracing for the tightening of the rules. We'll talk details and a response in a few moments. And this is our first story. The leader of Afghanistan's Taliban forces promises continued fighting in his annual Eid al-Fitr message. Last year, the Taliban observed a three-day ceasefire over this Islamic holiday, the first halt since 2001. Now, Eid al-Fitr marks the end of Ramadan, a month of fasting and seeking after Allah. Prayercast director Chris Rugi tells us,
many have compared the celebration of Eid al-Fitr to a cultural celebration of Christmas in the West, the way the entire society celebrates this event, and in many cases don't even realize why they celebrate it. All the different Muslim cultures around the world will celebrate, gather together with family and friends in their community to give gifts, to eat.
Prayercast's Love Muslims campaign ushered in prayer for the Muslim world throughout Ramadan.
They're desiring many of the same things that we as followers of Christ have desired and do desire in our life. The problem is the path that they're pursuing will not get them the things that they're pursuing.
New Love Muslims releases will keep the prayer movement going long after Eid ends. We'll connect you at missionnews.org.
We have many, many more videos that we're going to release and continue to encourage people around the world to pray strategically for Muslims around the world.
Next, Bangladesh is one of the top 50 countries where it's most difficult to live as a Christian. Bruce Allen with FMI was recently in the country for conferences and field visits with FMI-supported pastors. And what he found is encouraging. FMI-supported Pastor Tomal works in a village of 1,700 people, but only 20 are believers.
Those 20 are facing a difficult time as well. But Tomal has told us that he encourages his people not to be scared because God is with us. And then he starts telling us about a story, how he's recently been beaten and he was in prison for 3 days because of baptisms that he had been holding. Because he baptized three Muslim background believers openly, he was beaten, he was imprisoned. But he says, even in prison, I was not scared. While I was in prison, I kept testifying to Christ, even when the people around me were threatening me. And I was so encouraged to see that in the face of threats, in the face of beatings, in the face of imprisonment, that Tomal doesn't waver.
And we'll end today in China, where churches are adjusting to increasing limitations. One of the restrictions makes it illegal to teach children in church. Wendell Rovenstein from Bibles for China tells us,
within China, they don't allow Sunday schools, they don't allow children. There are some strong restrictions on what can be done. They're working through this, and we're able to work with them and provide resources beyond the Bible so that they can have access to training and teaching resources that are outside of the Sunday school and the classroom.
Bibles for China is providing training material as well as Bibles to rural China. They make sure all the resources they provide are legal and unchanged while staying within government restrictions.
We have chosen to stay open and legal and work as closely as we can with the Chinese Christian Council, the Three Self Patriarch Movement, and the provincial leaders to provide Bibles within China. We feel like God has really opened multiple doors for us to do that.
Every $5 donated to Bibles for China sends a Bible to the rural churches. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. A picture tells a thousand words. And this month, Open Doors USA is offering a special e-art book called Tears of Gold. This is the result of a trauma recovery program for Christian women in Nigeria. And it tells a moving story of God's hope through pain, of beauty breaking through the ugliest sin. It's also a reminder to pray. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.